This episode of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
You're listening to, what's it called? Be told? Episode 72 of July, no, June the 30th or something. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. Poor old Ken. Poor old Ken. Be told, 72, really? Is it 72? Not 62. 72. It'd be 70. It'd be up there anyway. It's coming on to do a show why not? I've been listening to a fantastic, someone sent it to me ages ago, the Real History with Melissa show. I never bothered listening to it, but one of those sheep farms with those incredible accents, me famble. Hey, what a great book he's written about. It's called, what's it called? Traitors. Highly recommend it, just by the sound of it. He's just put the links there. All the links were there in front of your face for years anyway. It was good to see someone collating them. It's like Jay Dyer when he did his Globalist book series. He collated all this information that was already out there. Alan Watt, ding, 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 had been talking about it, et cetera. And he sparked, he was responsible for Jay Dyer. Even though Jay Dyer went on to waste an awful lot of time debating about what's that religion, the one he's in, the Orthodoxy versus Catholic versus whatever. Now, it's all well and good if you're into that kind of thing, but I think if you were meant to know that much detail about all this stuff, it'd be a lot more, how would I call it, easy to digest. But it's very complicated stuff, Orthodoxy versus this and this and that. At the end of the day, you look at nature, you go to the beach, watch the look at the shells. The grow, the spirals and the shapes and stuff like that. Nature, look at the spirals and the shapes, and then do the right thing by the people about you. Very simple. No, hours and hours and hours of study into little tiny words on very thin pages of text and stuff like that. I don't think you're meant to know how to do that. Maybe some people are. In the village, so you got one person that's into reading and studying all these amazing, idiosyncrasies and all the text. But the rest of you just need to go about and doing the right thing. Really simple to do. Really simple to do. And not, having to go and do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. Eat what you think. If it's good for you, eat it. If it's not good for you, don't eat it. How simple is that? You just got some fantastic advice from the Be Told show. He says going into his fridge to get what would you think I'm getting out? No, it's not mineral water. It's a better beer. That's what it's called. It's on the logo. Anyway, I'm just going to come on to talk about something that I know it needs it. I've told people this before, and I can't remember if I've said it on the Be Told show, talking about skin cancers. And I went into yesterday to the local fruit shop. He says pouring better beer. He's not going to the toilet like, what's his name? The Canadian guy that does that live on air. on the Fakeologist show, which I don't listen to at the moment, haven't listened to anything for a long time, the audio chat. Not my cup of tea or my glass of beer, I'll just say that. Anyway, so I've told people with regarding skin cancers, this is my advice, not medical advice, just my advice. I got shown, I went to a market stall in Sydney, the wedding, years ago. There was an old guy who'd be probably the same age as I am now, but he looked much older, I would say. And he was showing me his skin, he was selling calendula paste that he was making up and selling at the market. The Balmain markets were fantastic. And this is another thing I like to talk about. They have destroyed market, deliberately destroyed community markets that were there for 50 to 60 years or whatever. Somehow they've infiltrated and had the, you know, local, you know, someone gets in there into the local community, the school community, the PTA or the whatever, or the church group, and they say, oh, we should be charging them more money. Or they start fights and you lose these amazing community grounds where everyone used to meet on the weekend. I'm telling you now, this is deliberately being done. 1,000,000,000%. You got sporting clubs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All this disappearing, all this amazing community thing that we used to have back in the day, slowly all disappearing, and particularly markets. And I'm talking about the old established ones. I've noticed so many, because it was a thing every Saturday, and Sunday, you could go, and if you're in Balmain or Rozelle in the Winnies, Sydney, there's these two of the greatest markets ever. Balmain got destroyed by apparently, was it, they changed the priest or something or other, and he did this and that. And the next thing you know, 50 or 60 market stalls were there for years that everyone used to go to and talk. And it was just a thing you did. Great food, secondhand stuff, collectibles. Some new stuff, but mainly collectibles. It's all gone, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, one day I was there back in the 80s, and there was an old guy there. I say that, say old now, but he's probably the same age as I am now. And he was showing me his hands, and he had scar tissue where he was saying that was the black skin cancer, now it's scar tissue, or it's, you know, cleared up. And he was using calendula. Well, it blew me down. I went and used that over the years as well, and yes, 100% success. 100% success. Calendula oil or paste. It's used for nappy rash, but you want a stronger version. You want a fairly pure calendula oil, which is marigold. Notice the lots of Chinese restaurants called marigold. Chinese know about the stuff. The Chinese know about the stuff. The marigold flower, beautiful orange flower, kind of like the sun back in the day. Beautiful orange and yellows. Not like the big white thing that you've got in the sky at the moment. Forget about that one. Anyway, there I've used that. Plus, I knew about this other stuff, black salve, which is what vet were using, and you can still buy it by vet. If your animal's got a tumor on its side, you can put black salve on it, and it eats the tumor up and just causes the skin to heal over. Well, that's – I popped into the health shop and there's a fantastic chick that works in there. She doesn't own it anymore, but she's still, they employ her there, and she does lots of alternative medicine. And I went in there today and I was, yesterday, and I said, I was just telling the wife of the fruit shop owner, that why did he go and get that thing cut off the side of his head when he could have used things I told him about? He didn't obviously listen properly. He's had a skin cancer cut off his ear. That skin cancer, he's got an infection in the hospital, his ears all covered in gunk. Listen, once you cut things out or off, you're in all sorts of trouble, unless you're in life, you know, if you've got a giant tumor growing into the side of one of your organs, which I've had friends have, and I've got one at the moment that's got it. Not Rollo, another friend. And he's going to go and get chemo, and we've just been talking about chemo today. This is a guy who's a highly advanced natural person with his own Tesla coil, which didn't work properly, obviously. Or it didn't help what he's got. But he's nearly 70, and as you get older, your body starts wearing out, and you need to have a look after them, and he possibly didn't. But anyway,
You're listening to Beethoven 72.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
But it didn't sound as good as it normally does on the thing. It came out all right, but anyway, Beethoven 72 on the, did I say the date? It's the 20th. No, it's the 30th. It's something like the end of June. Today's the end of June, 30th. So it's 30th of June. Tomorrow will be July, C-H-O-O-L-I-E. Mm. Anyway, she was the woman that works in the health shop, who's been a very experienced naturopath and does lots of alternative medicine. She said, you've got to be very careful with telling people to take black salve. And I said, you know, I kind of knew it is. If you put it on a skin cancer, it will just eat whatever the skin around it, and it just, the skin cancer goes. But she was telling me she had two clients over the years. She's been telling people about it. And now she says she just recommends do not put it anywhere near your face, because if you've got an actual something worse than you, like two cases she told me about. One guy had skin cancer on his ear. He put black salve on it. It had also, so black salve is incredible. It is like a, what do you call it? It's like a, it hunts cancers and tumors. And it knew this black salve, which is kind of a living thing, how you make it. Let's look it up. You can buy it from vets, but not for human use, apparently, because obviously it works. But anyway, the black salve detected, the guy had a brain tumor. And it went and almost ate his ear off and went straight into his brain to try and get the rest of this thing. And she said, you know, another client lost half a nose because she had something more malignant inside. And she put black salve on and it took this woman's nose off, literally. So all of a sudden I've gone, oh, I'm not going to recommend that anymore. I'm going to say, if you've got it on your leg, on your whatever, do not put it on a sensitive part of your anatomy with lots of like the nose and the ears or cartilage. So I don't know if I'd recommend a black salve before, but I'm going to unrecommend it just in case, even though I've put it on my face a number of times and it's definitely removed black, you know, skin, because I've been in the sun for since I was, well, I'm over 60, and I've been in the sun an awful lot. Let me just tell you now, compared to what you in Europe would understand about the sun, I've been in the sun all the time. I'm what you call a canorexic. Like, I don't like being white-skinned. I've got an aversion. I feel you look more healthy tan, and my God, it's done a lot of damage to Australian women over the years, and possibly New Zealand women as well, I would say. Because it ages you for sure. If you literally can look like leather. And there's a lot of Australian women that look like leather now compared to the English women and Asian women that just stay out of the sun. I do believe it's good for you, but I do believe you need the light in your eyes and do not put dark glasses on. I've never worn dark glasses. I do have a tritium on one of my eyes, but that's the only thing, and it's not I don't consider it a problem. It's a little kind of a growth that surfers and people that stay in the sun like it. The sun apparently causes tritium. Look at them up. It's a thing. I've got one, but it's not, I hardly notice it. No, I'm one of those people you would call a, what's the word for it? Extremely vain, concerned, notice, hypochondriac. Yes, I am. All of those things. Yeah, so anyway, back to, what's his name, the sheep? What are they called? The sheep, something or other. So, Dom. This book, he's written himself, and he's done all the research himself. And I was listening to it, and some of the stuff, I was going, wow, I never heard that before. Did you know that the most popular singer in the world, that talentless thing that
looks like apparently the man, according to folkologists, etc., is related to the cannibal. What's his name? The other, why can't I remember his name? Another very suspicious story, though. Also with a very suspicious name, I should bring this up again to reemphasize. Watch out, Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer. So what's the name, that extremely tall singer that did country and western, now she's the most popular singer in the world, whatever her name is. And it's, well, I'm not going to advertise it, so just forget about it. I don't even need to mention it. But you know who she is. Very, very world's most famous singer. She's directly related to Jeffrey Dahmer. And I've said this before, Dahmer and the Indian Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A, a guaranteed Dharma, the cannibal, is an inversion of Dharma, which is kind of a good thing in Indian, an Indian word. It's kind of a Dharma. Dharma for one. Great song by Jethro Tull. Hit-er-tur, as they say in South Sweden. Literally. I'm telling you now. Bit of beer. Fantastic. Yeah, so Dahmer and Jeffrey Dahmer. I would say the whole story is a load of old codswallop. The fact his name's Dahmer, and it's an ancient Indian, you know, it's a word, Dharma, is a good thing. Dharma for one. It's like shall I Google it? Do I want to do that? I'll look up Dharma and tell you the meaning of it. Will I get cut off? I do not think so. Here we go. A one, a two, a three, go away. No, no, no. Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. Is it who's here? Dharma. Not Dharma and Greg. Terrible TV show. Meaning. Boom. Dharma, meaning. Go away. Dharma. Dharma is the key concept in various Indian religions. The term Dharma does not have a single clear translation and conveys a multifaceted idea. Etymologically, it comes from the Sanskrit dhur, meaning to hold or support, thus referring to the law that sustains things from one's life to society and the universe. Continue to Wikipedia. Here we go. Single tradition, meaning to hold on to support, thus referring to the law that sustains things from one's life to society and to the universe at large. Most commonly, Dharma refers to an individual's moral responsibilities or duties. Now, why is Jeffrey Dahmer? Does it? Is it? Is there anyone else that's brought this up before? No. No, no, no. Painter, cleaner, mystic. Simple as that. Painter, cleaner, mystic. Dahmer and Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm telling you, they've used the name Dahmer to invert it. Most commonly, Dharma refers to an individual's moral responsibilities. The Dharma of a farmer differs from the Dharma of a soldier, thus making the concept of Dharma dynamic. And Dharma, Jeffrey Dahmer, was a soldier. Guess that one. In Germany, in the American Army. Thus making the concept of Dharma dynamic. As with the other three Purusottas, the concept of Dharma is pan-Indian. The antonym of Dharma is a Dharma. Anyway, that's enough of that. You've heard it again on the Be Told show. The humble cleaner painter telling you stuff. It's some bigger, way bigger, more cleverer person should have told you before. But the Jeffrey Dahmer thing, absolute load of a consort. And the fact that that woman, slash in bracket, could be whatever. The singer. Do I have to find a name? No, I will, actually. Everyone else will be going, shouting it out, but obviously I'm so old and decrepit, I can't remember. Because I can't stand that. I don't listen to her music. Most famous singer ever. Most biggest tour. And I know the tour's name, too. It was another mystic name, tour ever. I'm just going to put that in there and say it'll come up with her. Highest grossing tours. Do, 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 do. Can't see her name. This is a terrible thing. Highest grossing have to be Taylor Swift. Exactly. And Swift, you know, I brought this up again, probably the sole person that's ever brought this up. Jonathan Swift, Taylor Swift. Swiftian, which is, and Jonathan Swift was another man that wanted to get rid of you useless eaters, particularly the Irish. And he didn't like the Catholics much either. That's the older Catholics before they did that funny thing that they did, whatever that is, and changed their kind of dynamics. Jonathan Swift, Taylor Swift, they're guaranteed. You know, and hearing about her being related to Jeffrey Dahmer, I was like, really? Really? And same with that, all those other actors, and, you know, even Brad Pitt and Madonna are cousins, and Brooke Shields related to the black nobility, et cetera. No surprise. But anyway, be careful of Black Self. I just have to say that. I don't know if I've recommended it in the past, but I've used it and it's eaten cancers or nasties off your skin. Incredible stuff. Vets use it. If they use it, I've got no problem with it. There you go. Now, let's have a look here on my voluminous notes that I've taken. We've got a lot of things here. But one of the most important things that I got off the Alan Watts show, literally, I don't think I'd read it anywhere else, he says, with his phone doing strange things. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the most weirdly spelled name ever in history. Zbigniew Brzezinski. And now you've got his daughter, and he's got at least four or five kids now, like, you know, like little, what do you call them, little parasites have latched on to the media, and they're all now becoming Mika's out there. Another, he's got about four or five kids. The elites always have lots of babies. They don't do what they tell you to do. But the most interesting thing that fascinated me was Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, The Coming Technocracy, which is what is happening, data centers, et cetera, et cetera. But what he was bragging about in 1972 was that they could control you by electronic means, by using secondary signals attached to radio signal. And Johnny's List found two years ago, amazing guy on an Australian science show from the, Royal Society, but it may as well be, from the Club of Rome. And they were saying that, you know, the Earth's got too many people, it's got too many things. And the journalist said, well, how are you going to accomplish this? You know, telling people they can't have fires and can't do this and have a heater on. And they said quite clearly, sound, radio waves and the law of the sea. That was his answer in 1972 on a TV show. Big exclusive there. Johnny's wrist list, whatever. That's up there. You should have got a Conspiracy Academy Award for finding that. I don't know where you got that from or where you found it, but my goodness gracious me, that was good stuff. That's a good thing about when you have other multiple people listening to multiple shows and you all come up with this. You all find things because none of us have got the special powers to be that special person that could do everything. No, but as a whole lot of us together, a fasci of thin sticks, that's what the fascist means. Then someone told me a negative thing about that the other day. But it's 100% that you, if you've got the right crew on your, you know, like on the Discord, it happens, you can do that. A whole lot of you, one person finds a little thing, another person finds another thing, and you all work together as a group. together and come up with amazing things. Anyway, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he was just bragging that they can put a secondary signal on a tower. Now, when I just come back from New Zealand, and can I just tell you now, if you thought there was lots of towers in your town, New Zealand's got fucking scary things everywhere, but they're not as big as some of the big ones over here. Are just, as I say, they look exactly the same as when you see a military ship pull in and they've got those big banks of towers on the top of their roof, all grey, same colour as these towers. New Zealand is definitely in front of Australia as far as being part of the New World Order, definitely for a few years. They've got way more towers everywhere. He says, shutting it all. And can they just be putting a secondary signal on top of the 5G? We've got up to 6G soon, but they can put over a normal bandwidth a secondary signal which causes you to just be relaxed, stressed, or nervous, or in pain. The technology is there, has been there for many years. You used to see back in the day in the old Nexus magazines and all the old conspiracy magazines type stuff, all these ways of like healing and relaxing and learning by using beta or whatever, it's theta waves. It's a thing, it's a science. They knew it. When old Zibby, like Zibbity, there could be a thing in there. Zibbity. Magic Roundabout. Who used to come and shut the show down? Zibbity. It's in the Bible and the Old Testament. I'm telling you now, all these old TV shows that I used to go on about, there's. Particularly the Teletubbies and the Yellow Sun. Be told. Anyway, I'll be back. And I think maybe we might have a emu dance, the lovely voice person that's not too far from me, apparently. May come in. But yeah, no, there is definitely a there with all these towers everywhere and people's emotional state and health state. If anyone denies this, and that's the problem with some other of these shows, I think, what are you scared of? No, this is a real technology. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Rockefellers adopted him into their clan, and that guy sat next to, from Kennedy, probably up to Obama, right next to them advising them. Every one of those presidents that you had. Interesting, I heard some terrible things. Well, I don't know about terrible, but that he was up to no good. The most boring one that used to trip over and fall over the place, Gerald Ford. I was listening to one of those UK column shows where they interviewed some woman, and she's done a whole lot of books on the Ford family, and apparently they're really up to no good. And it was written out of history. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I'll be back in a sec. Be told. Episode number 72, greatest show ever. For free. You're not even having, you don't have to pay a cent to listen to me. Back in a minute. And he's back. Seconds after he said he was going. But anyway, what other notes did I say? Roy, now, we're talking about ancient Rome and America as being linked, you know, the same logos, the same, the very same thing that's been used before, it's happening again. And just remember, Donald Trump, his mentor was Roy Cohn. And you can put an L on the end of Roy and call it Royal Cohn, but that's another thing. But Roy Cohn was a real dodgy businessman who mentored Donald Trump. And I remember seeing photos of Donald Trump at club, whatever that disc, what was that disc over there, all the coke and debauchery was going on in New York. There was Donald Trump dressed up as a Roman centurion with Roy Cohn. Back in, you're listening to episode 72.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Thank you, Joel. This is Rick on episode 72 of Be Told in the last day of July. June. Oh, dear, oh, dear. At 2026, a big logging truck going past my house, as it does, as they do. It's 6 o'clock at night. Yeah, so Roy Khan, he is so dodgy. And he was Donald Trump's mentor. Can you imagine it? And there he was at club. You know, they made a movie about it. The years of cocaine. I think that you would have to say the 70s were the ultimate in, particularly in New York, as Sodom and Gomorrah. But only isolated to two or three spots. Plato's Retreat, which is where a lot of the first AIDS victims came out of, which was like this giant gay swingers club in New York. Now, these things have now metastasized like cancer, and every single, you'll be finding these bars are everywhere. And Sydney, the winner is full of them, or was, particularly in the 80s in Oxford Street. And now that's metastasized and those things are everywhere. And there's rainbow flags over every single, in churches and up steps. We've got the Mardi Gras and stuff like that. And these are going on all over the place. And it's now Pride. This is one of the seven deadly sins, Pride Month, which, as people have said, the right wing types are all showing that there's one day for the Remembrance Day for soldiers and about a month for homosexuals, which is literally the truth. They've literally made the whole gay, transgender thing as metastasized, what you would not believe. Back in the 70s, probably late 60s, they were isolated to just one nightclub or two nightclubs. But Plato's Retreat would be one of the worst. And then there was that club, something or other. There's great movies. Well, I wouldn't say great movies, but there's movies about that nightclub. But now those nightclubs have expanded to just being like there's probably one in every town, exactly the same, globally. Globally. Now, this is the thing that happened. Back then, it was just there. You know, there was just that one spot. Now, they're everywhere. And, you know, you find, you know, people have got, and I know two people have got transitioning daughters that have now men with beards and their hair falling out and are fat. They would not like to, they would never listen to this show, so I've got no problem with it, but they're taking hormone blockers and male hormones, and they've got beards and moustaches, and that they've changed their names to male names. It's happening. This is not a joke. Just like COVID, the restrictions and the tyranny that we went through, and to have people that would say, what are you scared of? You know, no. What did you go through? You know, it started 6 years ago, particularly 2022. Again, I'm not going to stop going on about this. If anyone thinks it's going to end, no. It's just getting worse. Now they've got aerosolized. They're bragging about this today on the news. For the people that are vaccine hesitant, are you hesitant? Yes, I am. They've got aerosolized. It's called mist, flu mist. You can get a flu mist up your nose. And I just talked to a good friend of mine who's extremely ill at the moment and having to go into chemo. And he said that there were 200 patents out there when he was going into this thing, and they were spraying it over Melbourne. He reckons Melbourne already had aerosolized vaccines being sprayed over them. And would that be the one, just by coincidence, where all those people got really sick and they call it lightning asthma and about four people died after a lightning storm? I'm going to say yes. They would be experimenting over the colonies because that's what we are to this day. We are down here, if you look at the round shape of the earth, or up or across there, he says. Sorry, back noise. Ding, 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 ding. Do you hear that? Ring up JF1. put a complaint in. He made a bubbling, a clinking noises. We're used for the rest of the world because we're the tiniest population. Like I said, New Zealand was 3 million. That was when I grew up there, but now it's about 5 million. This is not going to the toilet like Greg Shantz. It's just beer going into a glass. We've been used as the experiment of population control for America and England and Europe and China possibly, whatever. How do you do this? How many people get sick? Spray this over there. Test this over here. Put this in the water. How many people come down with da-da-da-da? We've been experimenting on, particularly New Zealand because it's much smaller, but and Australia because I think we've got 20 million now. That is a 15th of what Europe's got, Asia's got, America's got, England's got. There's way more people over there. So we get all the little trials. We had the orange woman bad in 1996, and now she's coming out and becoming extremely more popular. Pauline Hanson, that was the orange woman bad, as used as the orange man bad in America when Trump came out. And I watched a whole lot of stuff the other day about American wrestling, and I was going, and I knew it back then, this is just fake. There is nothing real in wrestling, WEF or whatever it's called, WFF, whatever. It should be called WTF, what the fuck. It's so fake. And Ric Flair, great name, and all these characters, just pretending to get hurt. It was all complete and utter farce. But that's what they use. The politics use the same thing. And Donald Trump right now is literally Ric Flair coming out, in spandex and running around, starting wars and then claiming to have finished them, etc. It's a fact. Be told. Anyway, I checked my notes again. What else was I thinking of talking about? I've got a list of things. Oh, yeah, so this is really interesting. About 6 years ago, when COVID first came out, and I had to go onto MyGov, which is what we had over here, MyGov, it's MYGOV, abbreviation for my government, really, weasel words. But I noticed that every time I clicked it, I was coming up and I was in India. And I was going, why is it MyGov in India as well? But obviously they knew they're about to export a vast amount of Indians out of India, and they needed to have the same, for family support, et cetera, the same thing as what they're going to get when they came to the new country. And we're getting it now. So MyGov India and MyGov Australia had the exact same website, exact same buttons to press to get into, family support, government support, COVID support, et cetera. So therefore, this is an agenda. This is an agenda. And I picked it. I spotted it. I was 100% correct. So that's why we got so many Indians over here. And Canada, I do believe those are even bigger than what we're getting. There's a huge amount have gone to Canada. All the nice countries, the apologetic countries, the countries that say sorry and they bump into you, they've got a mass amount of Indians being released from. And let me just say this now again. These are not what we were told about poor people in India starving. These, when they arrive, they've got way better clothes, nice shoes. They've got the tall, the rich ones I'm talking about, a family centric. They have 3 or 4 kids. The kids are all fantastic. One of my youngest sons, both of my sons actually, one of their best friends were Indian. Lovely people, fantastic people. But when you see the agenda and you realize that they're coming to replace you, and that's what's happening. And you couldn't have picked a nicer bunch of people because they're not, they're polite. most of them, not the Sikhs. I find the Sikhs very arrogant. And again, I'll change the subject in mid-conversation. Rockefeller said, was it his father or him? One of the the main Rockefeller. I think it was his father that said that when you go into a new town, and when he was encouraging the Rockefeller group type people, he said, don't worry about the individual. Find the church and talk to the church elder, the guy that runs the church. The guy in charge of that church has got way more power over all his flock, the sheep. What do they do with them? What does the shepherd do with them at the end when they either get shaved or slaughtered, one of the two? He advised, he said, forget about talking to an individual, find the head of the group that most people, and that's usually the church, the priest or the head of that particular church. And that's where underneath him, he's got a whole lot of people that listen to him. And that's what they use religion. So the Sikhs and the Muslims and whatever, insert name of whatever the big church is, once, if you control the head of that organization, you control the masses underneath them straight away. Straight away. So that's why be an individual. Do not be part of any giant group. It's now 6:11. As soon as I said that, 6:11 came up. Now 6:12. So I'm social tall. But yeah, no, this is a technique. They use like the group of whoever they're targeting, find the person they're all listening to, and yeah, it'll be not Benny, it'll Benny Hinn, one of those American church leaders. The guy that everyone listens to is the guy you target and give all the money to and bribe and find out how they contrive those people. That will control the masses underneath. Way easier than going around knocking on every door to be told. That's the end of that bit. I'll be back in a minute. And he's back again. And he's racing this time. Back again. And now the other thing I want to talk about is first-person witness anecdote, which I have talked about before, but possibly wasn't on a Be Told show. It was possibly on a old episode of Fakeologist or one of the other shows. And it was to do with my old boss, who was the stuntman, ex-Special Forces, very interesting, amazing guy. That's one of the very, very amazing person. And one of the stories he told me one night, when we were sitting around on some film set, an advert, I think it was a car advert, and about 2 a.m, that's when you get the most interesting conversations with people like that. And they kind of let their guard down. And he was telling me this incredible story that when he was in the military, when he was in the British 22 SAS in 60, I think he said it was 62 or 63, he was in a lecture. I have talked about this on it, I'm sure. Anyway, he was in a lecture at what's the colour of the boat house? What's the colour of the boat house? What, have you seen that movie? Great movie with Robert De Niro. When he asked Sean Bean, what's the colour of the roof of the boat house at the SAS base? And he doesn't know. He was there. Up in Wales, in the wherever their base is. Anyway, he said he was in a lecture with a guy who was one of the Watergate burglars, and he was a very famous right-wing broadcaster as well, I do believe, back in the day. I can't remember his name. I'll Google it afterwards. But he was telling me he was in a lecture in a I don't know what, he didn't mention the lecture, but he said that they were having a cup of tea afterwards, and he had a conversation with this particular American guy who's a very famous American, and he was one of the alleged shooters at JFK. This is how amazing I am to be 1 degree of separation from the story. But he was saying that he was driving, when he left the army, and he came over here, and he was kind of an itinerant, you know, worker and wanted to learn to become a stuntman. Didn't know what he wanted to do. He was doing teachers' college paid for by the army as well. He was teaching exercise and stuff like that. But he picked up, he was driving a taxi in Sydney, the Whitties, and he picked up a couple out the front of the American, called the American Club. And I know that club because, like, when I was doing security, I had to go and do some work there. This is incredible. It's called the American Club, and it's where all the in the know American kind of military government types. It's a beautiful club in a very exclusive street in Sydney with big, I remember going in there and going, fucking incredible. It's like beautiful timber, old, and everything was inlaid timber, but it had big brass binoculars set up so you can kind of look at the harbour, and it was just beautiful. Anyway, picked this couple up, and it was him from the Watergate and JFK with a beautiful, like, his secretary out the front of this club. Because he knew him straight away. He goes, I remember him. And as he was driving, the guy said, take me to, you know, some Intercontinental Hotel. Take me to Intercontinental Hotel, driver. And he turned around and he goes, I've met you before. He goes, I bet you don't recognize me. And the guy in the back said, driver, turn around, show me your profile. And he turned around and he said, Trooper Nichols, New Zealand SAS, or whatever, you know, regiment. And he said the date of the meeting. He had a photographic memory of meeting this guy. And he was baffled at this guy, recognized him straight away, because he knew who he was because he was famous. He'd been in the news with Watergate and a media star kind of in America. But he wouldn't have thought that he would have remembered him. But he knew his name and his badge number. And I've listened to so many shows over the last 40 years where CIA operatives were picked on a photographic memory. And one of the most interesting ones is that guy that was the incredible pilot that got gunned down by the Bush. Bush family had him whacked. That pilot that was right from Air America. I can't remember. I won't be able to remember his name either. It's probably good for the censorship for not remembering these names, because these are all famous names. But this was that CIA gun runner. Oh, Barry Seal. There you go. It popped into my head. Barry Seal had a photographic memory. You're listening to
Truth Meets is supported by ways and donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
What a fantastic bumper. This is the 30th of June, CHOON 2026. Listening to some incredible stuff that I've already said before. And luckily, I remember Barry Seal's name. But not only Barry Seal, there was Barry Seal and about three others, particularly his name, very interesting character. Maybe that was the same guy. These were all two of the Watergate burglars. And these are fucking bad, dangerous guys. That's all that whole Watergate story. But as soon as you see gate at the end of anything, it's been controlled. And as if three heavyweight ex-military types that were in the CIA, one security guard without a gun arrested three of them and they all went to jail. what a load of old cobblers. These guys could have killed him with their bare hands. And this guy, this friend of mine, he was an expert with all that stuff, guaranteed. So I met him because he ran courses teaching people advanced special forces training. That's what he was doing when I met him. And blah, 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 blah. But this guy remembered his name, his badge number, what date it was, just from looking at his side profile as he was driving. And my friend, he just said he could not believe the detail this guy had in his head. But since he died in 1996, just prior to Dark City, when I started on Dark City, which I came in, I took over. He died and his wife said, can you please come in? We need workers. And I said, no problem. And I ended up on all of those films. Because just as he died, they became big. Typical. This is typical of people I know and myself. You die and all of a sudden these giant career opportunities come up. And that's what happened with him. He passed away, had a heart attack. And next thing you know, this business that he had, it was a tiny, tiny business, turned into a massive business. Not massive, massive, but very successful. But he, and that's just one of the stories. So some of the things he said late at night that I do remember, and I regret it so much that I'm not the same person I am now. And he's not alive now because, my goodness gracious me, there'd be some exclusives coming out on this show. I guarantee you now. Because he had been around. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor and all sorts of things after he died, 15 years after he died. But all sorts of operations that were going on in places you were not meant to be. You were not meant to be. And he got his family had to go on one of these big battleships that came into Sydney, and they put all these... They won't give them medals when you die. Isn't that a pain in the ass? Wouldn't you rather have them after you just did a mission or whatever? Whatever he got up to. But this is the fact. I'm telling you, fact. He told me this. I would have trusted him with my life, and he would have been able to trust himself with my life. We got on well. And he was just a fantastic person. Genuine. And I noticed this thing too, that a lot of these people that have been involved in all this stuff become quite Christian in their later years. And he used to be always listening to, when I used to occasionally, because he'd still go and do some work, even though he could have had people, employers doing his work. He used to love going and doing the same jobs as we were. When I used to come turn up, if he was, you know, at 6 a.m., he'd been doing the night shift, so I could just go to sleep all night. He'd be listening to Christian broadcast every time I went there. And I think he wanted redemption because I think he felt guilty for a lot of the stuff they got up to. And with good reason, particularly Vietnam. And he said to me he was involved with that really nasty operation, Phoenix. He said, I worked on that. But he didn't elaborate, but he said, I worked on Phoenix. And no, I bet you he did too. I bet you he did. Anyway, that's enough. That was a very interesting conversation. I've already talked about that before. Now, this new Elon Musk movie, they've just released, that, and it's a really suspicious actor that's the lead actor in it. It's that Armin Hammer, who's up to no good in a lot of movies. He's playing, it's like a Death Wish. They just remade Death Wish again. But it's against the migrants. And they banned it in Germany. So Elon Musk has just released the whole movie for two nights or three nights free on YouTube or X or whatever. Oh. This is not PSYOP. This is part of this whole thing. They're at the fight back. You keep seeing negative stories about migrants stabbing people. I come back from New Zealand saying the same thing. I'm seeing like every second business now Indian owned, and you know where are the, you know, this is being fed into the mainstream media and the net and everything. If you're awake, you can see it. What is going to happen? What are they going to do? We've had that Carl, what's his name? over here getting sacked because he interviewed that apparently he's involved with what's his name? That English guy that's, you know, right wing, sus as anything, absolutely sus. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but it's in the mainstream media. So one of Australia's biggest media stars got sacked by Channel 9, number nine, because he went and interviewed a fake name too. What's his name? I'll tell you the story. I'll read the story to you. I've got so many notes and I haven't written any, elaborated any of it. So Carl sacked. I'll put Carl sacked and I'll get the whole story. Got Taylor Swift turning up. Carl Stefanovic. So he interviewed Tommy Robinson or, you know, Robbie Tomlinson or whatever, you know, fake name. And Carl Stefanovic is going to be guaranteed as being led into being that new media star, like all these UK column types that you're meant to be able to trust, because, you know, mainstream media stacked him, so he's going to become a podcaster. You can listen to him and trust him. No. You don't trust anything these guys say. Your heroes have been given to you, and they stage a fake story that Tommy Robinson, you know, spoke to Carl Stefanovic. Channel 9 sacked him because of the, you know, left wing shrieking whatever's they are out there. So this is how you've been given your heroes, by a fake story. I guarantee you now that the whole thing's set up. Guaranteed. And it's to get you to trust Carl Stefanovic more. And yes, he is really likable. He's got a good sense of humour. But he was a guy rolling up his sleeve, getting vaccinated, and now he came out and apologised, said, I shouldn't have done that. Well, you know, you shouldn't have done that. And you're not to be trusted ever again for doing that. Because no one in their right frame of mind in 2021 would have betrayed their public in telling you to go and take a vaccine from a most disreputable company, Pfizer or Moderna, or any of them. And then expect sympathy and expect us to go, oh, he's actually redeemed himself. I should listen to everything he says. No. You should listen to nothing any of these people say. Nothing. Anyway, that's enough of that one. But Tommy Robinson? What a fake name. Could you imagine them all fake? It's like the Germans used to call the British Tommies because Tommy was the most common name. Just the fact he calls himself Tommy means he's fake. Get that into your head. Get that into your head. Okay, next story. Oh, Klinger. How come Corporal Klinger, CK, 311, there you go, Jamie Farouk, whatever his name is, how come he was trying to dress up as a woman to be considered mad to be kicked out of the army? Why now, if you dress up as a woman, you probably get promoted in the army? He wanted Section 8 to be declared mad for dressing up as a woman. Now, if you dress up as a woman, you are considered to be completely normal. There. Corporal Klinger is a smoking gun. He considered dressing up as a woman to be mad, and it was the biggest show on TV ever back in the 1970s. I know, because I was there and I watched it, and we loved it every episode, right up till it finished. So Long, whatever it was called. Great episode. Even though we had to put up with Alan Alda's ego a lot of the time when he decided to direct some of the episodes and tried to turn it into a sacred, what's it, Mount? He'd obviously watched a whole lot of really weird European films, and he was trying to grovels. So people go, oh, you're a great director. Can you come and direct this film? No, I thought he was quite terrible, his directed ones. But he was likable and he was funny. The cast was fantastic. But Corporal Klinger he wanted to get out of the army by dressing up as a woman. Now, in 2026, you would be promoted for dressing up as a woman in the American army or whatever. Guaranteed. Has anyone brought that up before? I haven't heard them. I have not heard them. Point me to someone that's been talking about Klinger. A smoking gun. If he considered himself mad dressing up as a woman, how come now it's normal? Yes, it is. It is normal. I'm not going to hang around here for much longer, actually. So I'll speak to Emu Dance another time, I would say. But what song are we going to go out with on this wonderful, and what we call the show? Actually, I'll just double check and see if we've got anything else interesting to say on this. Oh, sorry. My microphone's there. Excellent. Obviously, I've destroyed my microphone again. Now, where are we? I've got too many things to talk about, actually, really. There's too many things. I've talked about some of these before. No, I'll do another show another time. Anyway, thank you very much. Episode 72. We'll probably go out with, what was I thinking of, actually? Anyway, whatever song it'll be amazing. It will be amazing. And the title will be even more amazing. Now, I haven't listened to I've done a show on Saturday night that hasn't been released. I did a Bongversation. They're not going to be called Bongversations anymore. A ridiculous name. I don't know. I only did it as a parody, but it's going to be more centric to Dave. It's going to be called Dave J's Code of Creation. Fantastic. I'm just the host. That's all I am on that show. Anyway, I'm going off to see Rollo tomorrow, possibly to help him mow his lawn and et cetera. So I'll be back on Saturday night at Be Told. So anyone that wants to come on, Be Told Saturday night. Free for all, after the first 30 minutes. Thank you very much. And we're going to hear a song. It will be amazing. I can't remember what it's going to be. Actually, I think it could be. Actually, I do like the Velvet Underground or what's his name? Lou Reed, Vicious. That album's fantastic. And he was a real part of the culture of creation. And definitely around, and we were talking about before, Plato's Retreat and all that, the gay scene that was heavily plagued by the Velvet Underground back in the day. But Vicious is fantastic. There's so many good songs on that album, Be Told. I think we'll go out with Vicious because I'm always being a bit vicious to other people. So why not? So a one, a two, and a three. Back on Saturday. Thanks, guys. Bye.